Okay, Yud Amid Aleph, 10a1. Idma, this is a very easy Gemara and very interesting Gemara, by the way. Okay, Amid, the few lines here we learned already, we're starting again. Idma, Amid of Nachman, Mashmul, Mashum, Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel and the name of Rav Shimon Elazar. Chachamim Tiknu Lam Levnes Yisrael. The Chachamim instituted the whole concept of a Ksuba. The Psula for a virgin, Masayim, 200 Zuz. Well, mana for a widow or a divorcee, mana 100 zuz. Vehema aminu, and therefore they believed the husband. Shim amar pesach pesuch matzasi, that if he says, I found me opened on a grillam, she's not a psul, she's not a virgin, therefore he can nullify the ksuba. Okay? In other words, the chum said like this, to protect the woman, and this is, a lot of people don't realize that today. The purpose of a ksuba is to protect a woman. In other words, the Gemara says, we don't just want husbands divorcing their wives. Then they'll be left to, you know, to take care of themselves. So Chum instituted the concept of a ksuba, that in case the guy dies and divorces her, she has to pay X amount of money, which in that time was a very substantial amount of money. But here the Gemara says, and we'll see soon in Tesis, but he says the whole concept of ksuba is rabbinic. Therefore, because it's rabbinic, the Chachamim said, we believe the husband. If he says she was supposed to be a psula and she wasn't, that she loses the ksuba. So the Gemara says in Cain, Mahaila b'chacham metakantam. So what did the Chachamim gain? If you're always going to believe the husband to nullify the ksuba, so why are you gaining by making the ksuba? You can always say, no, she wasn't a psula, she wasn't a virgin, and therefore she doesn't get the ksuba.
So I mean, like, A1 you're on?
What?
An A1?
Yeah. Amar Rava, Rava answered like this. Chazak, and this, all this the Gemara brought down before these different dinim. Ein Adam Terech Besuda Mafsida. A person does not spend money on making a wedding ceremony with a meal for nothing. In other words, if the guy did all that, he wants to stay married to her. So we're not afraid he's just gonna, you know, marry a woman and just dump her. Because otherwise he wouldn't be wasting so much money to make a meal.
What is the connection between these two? That the Chachamim made the Tachmana that he gives like 200 zuz. So because of this, they have emunah.
No, because it's rabbinic. If it would be a biblical obligation, then to undo it, you'd need valid proof from witnesses. Whatever, the guy marries the girl, saying she's a psula, and he finds out she's not. Correct? So if it's a Torah obligation, ksuba, just because a guy says she's not a psula, he's not going to get out of it. You have to bring valid proof, like witnesses, to say that, no, you can't do it. Right? But if it's rabbinic, so the Chacham said, listen, we give him the amount, but at the same time that we initiated this decree, we're saying that if she's not a psula, if he says she's not a psula, he's believed. Okay, let's see Rashi over here, because the Rashi and Tosfos are very interesting. Chum Tikno Lisha, top line of Rashi. Claim he says like this, E avik suba der aisa, that's what I just explained. If ksuba will be a biblical obligation, the husband would not be believed to undo it with the real good witnesses. Because it's a biblical obligation. You can't just undo a biblical obligation because I say I'm not obligated. But ksuba, therefore, the Gemara says, is rabbinic. Therefore, they're the ones that made it. They're the ones that stipulated. That the husband is believed to make her lose the ksuba, even by just saying that pesach pesuch that she's not a psula. So the Gemara asks him, "Ken should be yod lafkia." Rashi continues, "If the guy has the ability to nullify the ksuba, my heilu tachachamim batakanta shetikno lo ksuba. What did the chachamim gain by instituting the ksuba if the guy can just come and undo it whenever he wants?" So the Gemara says, "Ein adam terech besuda." Rashi says, a guy's just not going to come along and say she's not a virgin, I don't want to stay married. If he really hated her, that he doesn't want to marry her, he wouldn't have made this whole effort of making a meal and the whole wedding ceremony. The kain so mafsit sudasi chinam to lose the meal for free. Eloi megashim etchili would have never married her, would have divorced her to begin with. Okay? So this is what the Gemara says. Now we'll see a little bit in Taisis, because from our Gemara, there seems to be an issue over here that the Gemara says ksub is only rabbinic obligation. But we'll see in Taisis, there are biblical sources for ksuba. Yeah? Moyar. Shimon and Levi, remember they said, we'll give you moyar? Rashi says ksuba. And Taisis is going to bring other psukim that say, in fact, you know what we write in the ksuba today? The chazil lechi midaraisa. Biblical. By a psula, first time marriage, in the ksuba it says the chazil lechi midaraisa, that you get biblical. If it's a widow or a divorce, you write midrabanan.
Okay.
But,
they don't read that out loud, yeah?
They do.
Even by the...
Yeah, it depends.
Isn't there an exception to the Rabbanan in case if there's issues later on? That in the case where husband is refusing to give his yes?
Ksuba has not... But this is another mistake people make. Ksuba has nothing to do with a get. Ksuba is a financial obligation that the husband has to the wife. Now, not all of it's written in the ksuba. Okay? The obligations of the ksuba are as follows. He has to feed her. He has to clothe her. He has to heal her. Plus, if there's a divorce or he dies, she gets the amount. Has nothing to do whether the ksuba is valid or not. Has nothing to do, even if you have a non-kosher ksuba, the kedushin was still valid. You still need a get. Let's say you have, kedushin happened to have two kosher witnesses, yeah, and the ksuba wasn't written kosher. There was not kosher signatures on the ksuba. Two ladies signed the ksuba. Yeah? But the kedushin was done properly. Under the chuppah. Right? 100% married.
It's a prenuptial. Ketubah is a prenuptial.
Ksuba is not a prenuptial. Today's word prenuptial is a different meaning. It's a financial obligation that the husband has to the wife. Period. And therefore, the Gemara says, if a woman loses the ksuba, they're not allowed to live together until it's rewritten. It's called ksuba di'irchasa. Lost ksuba.
Financial thing, right?
What?
It's a financial thing, right?
All it is financial.
So why can't
the money to pay her?
But when it happens,
yeah.
Like any time you borrow money, you don't have money to pay. It's a debt. You have to pay it up. They collect it from the estate.
If it's only financial,
not if he died. I'm just talking about
together if he's lost.
You say you're obligated to pay her. Obligated to pay right in your life. You don't have no money. What do you do then?
You go borrow money.
Well, no one wants to give you any.
You got a problem.
So according to halacha,
1 second. If a guy is married and they don't have their ksuba, they are not allowed to be intimate until they have a ksuba, because a chum are protecting the woman, and therefore, what they have to write, there's a special ksuba called ksuba de irchasa. It means a lost ksuba. It's a form I fill it out a lot of times for people. They fill it out because they lost the ksuba, and you're right. The ksuba says. This person came to us and they said that they lost the ksuba because it's forbidden for a man to be with his wife without a ksuba. We're rewriting this ksuba like the original ksuba. It's a whole text that you write.
So why is it important that they say if you're in doubt of the relationship and so forth, it's better not to have kosher witnesses?
That's for the kedushin, not for the ksuba. The Gemara here is not speaking about kedushin. That's the Gemara kedushin. Here, this Gemara is speaking about the ksuba. The ksuba is a financial piece of paper that the husband is obligated to pay the wife X amount of money and take care of her and heal her and so on.
But that's midoraita anyway.
No.
To feed her.
That's all midrabanan.
So kesuta.
We'll see it. Let's see now in Taisis and the Mefarshim over here. What?
According to halacha, so if they get divorced, the husband only, according to the Torah, only have to give like the whatever 200 zuz or whatever it is in ketubah. He doesn't have to give like any money. They all divided nowadays. You know, this is
in
like
Torah
not
that
Jewish.
Doesn't work.
It's not Jewish.
Well, civil law has a pending today. I mean, it's civil dinah machus dinah.
Because of that.
Right, and also like. In California, everything's community property.
That's
right. So everything's 50-50. But in Torah law, it's not done like that.
So in Israel, they don't go like that?
No.
Wow.
But Torah law, they don't go by Torah law to mean property?
Usually in the settlements, in the courts and everything, you get more than the ksuba anyway. That's why they don't bother collecting the ksuba today, because realistically, they get more than the ksuba. But you want to take the halach itself, and there's no court system, just from a Jews in a ghetto. Yeah? Yeah? They write the ksuba, they get divorced, this is what she gets, and that's it.
That was the old days.
Right, no.
And the stenos, but in L.A. or New York or those other big places, that doesn't happen anymore.
So this is the source of Ramban holding that those three that the Torah mentions, it's not...
Let's see the top tesis. We started learning this tesis, we didn't learn the whole tesis. Amir Rav Nachman, top tesis to love. It's a very interesting tesis. Tesis says, Mashma, from our Gemara, the implication is the ksuba drabanan, that the whole obligation of ksuba is only rabbinic. Because that's what he says clearly. Chachamim tiknu, right? V'chein, v'ish rabbi, same thing, Yevamis, where it says, ein lo ksuba, my time at kinole rabbanan ksuba. So the Gemara also in Yevamis has an expression. Why did the Chachamim institute ksuba? And the Gemara says, le'ikale be'ein of le'itzia. That it shouldn't be easy to divorce her. Because like this, if a guy doesn't have to pay his wife any money, he'll just dump her. Right? So now a guy has to pay all this money, he's going to hesitate. But the Gemara in Yevamis also uses the expression that the Chachamim instituted the Ksuba. Ama the Stama the Shas, so you see from here, that the plain Gemara holds, Ksuba is the Rabbanan. Right? You see clip from our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevamis. For Kasha, Taisa says, but that's the contradictory to what we do today. The nog will lift the ksuva kesses as a mason. The chazi lechim ederaisa. In a ksuva today, you write that you get biblically. The chazi lechim ederaisa means biblical. So Tesis asks, why do we write in our ksuva biblical when the Gemara seems to hold it's rabbinic? So Tesis says, Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, the samchinin at Rav Shimon Gamliel, because there is an opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says it is biblical. Not like our Gemara. Where does he say it? Perek Basra, on the last parak of Ksubis, the Maisel Nami B'Samach has brought soon, the Amala, the Anaisel in Mimoris Kapet Kaya. It says over there later, we're going to learn, I don't know if we'll get there today, if you divorce her in this city, Kupet Kaya, you give her the money of Kupet Kaya, whatever you give her the currency, where did you divorce her? And over there it says, the Kesava Ksuba Deraisa. And the Gemara says, because Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ksuba is biblical. The Karmelon ke Rav Shimon Gamliel be Mishnah Seinu. Right? And we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, Taisus' question is, if our Gemara holds it's rabbinic, why do we write in the Ksuba is biblical? So Taisus answers, because we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds it's biblical. And then Taisus of Eidei Meri, that was Rabbeinu Tam said. But the Ri says something else. The Leikaimel on Rav Nachman. Who says this din that we just learned in our Gemara? Rav Nachman on Shmuel. Right? But we don't taste it, we don't paskin like that. Why? The Ashkecha Ravashi, the Basra, Ravashi, who was after Rav Nachman. The Paula Galakim and Tazakam and Bryson. Okay? It says, Koshele Mushmish and Yochelet and Tainus Psulim, Amad the Chashinon. The Shema Meshaka, maybe the husband's gonna lie. But I'm meaning in Chazir, Chazaka, Enam Terech, Besudam Asir. Okay, we're gonna see that later in the Gemara. Rav Nachman later in the Gemara, yeah, doesn't hold of this concept of a guy's gonna waste money on a meal. The Gemara's question was, if Ksub is rabbinic, and the guy's believed to nullify the Ksub, what are they gain? So Gemara said, because the guy doesn't waste money to make a wedding. Rav Nachman argues on that. Rav Nachman says people do waste money on weddings. Okay, we'll see that in the Gemara. So Lepel, Rav Nachman is argued by Ravashi. And the rule in Gemara is the halach is always like the last one. That's the rule. V'chein Pirshe ben Yitzchok ben Rabbeinu Meir, Ravashi plug Rav Nachman, Ravashi also argues on Rav Nachman, and therefore we hold Taisa says Ksub is deraisa. Only for a psula, by the way. Only for a virgin, not for a... Okay. Then he says, this is Gemara says in Ksuba, in Yevamis, my time at Kiner Rabban in Ksuba. So you see over there, Tosfos brought this down on the top line of Tosfos. The Gemara said, why did the Chachamim institute Ksuba? So how can we say, you know, that is the... He says, Hachi Pirushay, my time at Kinu Rabbanu Ksuba Hechadet at Kinu. In other words, it says like this. Really, Ksuba of a virgin is biblical. The Gemara's question is, why did the Chachamim make a Ksuba by the rabbinic ones, widow, divorcee? That's the Gemara's question. In other words, initially Taisa thought that even a psula, the ksuba is rabbinic. So Taisa said, yeah, but we see it's biblical. So Taisa's answer is this, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, why did the Chachamim institute ksuba? Is speaking not a ksuba of a virgin, of a psula. That is minatayra. Why did they make the rabbinic ksubas like a widow and divorcee and so on and so forth like that? So, Hachanami, just like over there, the reason was that the guy should just dump his wife, even a widow or a divorcee. Hachanami, Kinishtei Kadeshitei Kalabin Aleitzi. Same thing over here. So, from this thesis comes out, by the way, that Ksub is biblical, of a virgin, of a psul is minatayda. Not like the implication of Avar Gemara.
Where is the source for it? Where it says if the man takes the wife that, and then. Supposed to keep her and then provide for her?
No, that's the
Shera Kisuta
or not?
There's Shera Kisuta Veinosa, there is Meharu Maton. They bring down the various different, it says Kesev Yishkol Kameir Hapsulis. So it's biblical. So it says you have to give him the money like Meher Hapsulis.
Is it by Levi where?
By Shimon and Levi when they killed out the whole city and.
Well, it should be different if it is for protection of the wife. Is the betula or not betula? So is it the right or not? It should be the same, no?
No, I'll tell you why. Because the main marriage is the psula. I mean the private. So that's where the Torah says you have to pay it. The second marriages are not that. No, really, it's not. So that even then, the Chacham still instituted it. Why? The stomach, I shouldn't marry a widow and divorce her. Marry a divorcee and divorce her. So that, but Tosfos, the outcome is that it's really biblical.
Is it Napkomino? Is it Midorait or
Midorabana?
Yeah,
it is.
Only the power is different? Or?
No, if it's the Doraita, Shiru, Kesuta, Onata, it ends up being three different definitions. That's to say, Ramban holds all three of them and really talks about Onata. It's in Chumash.
We're going to see soon the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel. We'll see it. We're not there yet. Okay, back to the Gemara.
Where are we? Tana? Where are we?
Tana. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Hoyl v'knas chachamim hu, because ksub is a fine of the sages, meaning it's not, it's only rabbinic. Again, the Gemara is going with this concept, the rabbinic. Le'tigve Elamin Azibaitis. He can only collect from the junky properties. Meaning like this. There is what when if I owe you money, right? And I don't have cash, you go to my properties. Okay? In other words, let's speak about a loan. And that's why it's important to have the proper date on a ksuba, or a predated document is not kosher. Post-dated is, not predated. Okay, what's the story? If I lend you money, 1st of Tishrei, okay, I lend you money. Anything that you own or will own is the lien on the property for me. Okay? When I lend you money, as the pasuk says, Eved leiva le'ish malva. But the Pasuk says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. Okay? And therefore, if you notice, in the Ksuba they say, it's bound any properties you own, you will own, even the shirt off your back is bound for this Ksuba. Okay? There's a lien on it, on the property. What happens if you sell the property? You own the property and you sell it. I can go to the buyers and collect the field. If it's a written loan, if it's in writing. Because the buyer should have done research to know there was a lien on the property. I mean, you have disloyals in today's world also. Now, there's three types of properties a guy could have. Good property is called idius, good property. Average property, or junkie property. Okay, just to speak in farming languages. If I owe you $1,000, okay, $1,000 could be a good piece of land which is smaller. Okay, Beverly Hills real estate versus, who knows, East LA real estate, yeah? So, in Beverly Hills, a little piece of property is worth $1 million, yeah? In some of your hoopets, $1 million will buy you a square block.
So, what's the difference? I always 1 minute. Have this problem.
Oh, okay, listen. What would you rather have? A small property worth $1 million or a big property worth $1 million?
The question of which one is better. The question is, you owe me $100. I have to get $100.
Correct.
Now, that $100 could be anything. Could be, it's worth $100. I'm getting $100 back.
Yeah, but if I have good real estate, middle real estate, or junk real estate, I don't want to give away my good real estate.
The real estate has to be sold so that $100 that is owed to me comes back to me.
Yeah, but so can I tell you go sell my junk property or take the junk property? Or do I have to give it a good property?
Why do you have to give me the property? Why can't the property be sold? Then why I do get I have the
to,
money.
I don't, why do I have to sell for? I'll take the property worth $1,000. So where can you collect it from? Or what can you force me to sell? So the din is like this. Nezikin, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, the first parak. Nezikin, if I damage you, the Torah says, mate of Sadeo, mate of Karma, Yishalim. The best of his properties you pay. So if I break your window, or burn down your house, so you could go to my best property to collect. Baal Chayv, I lend you money, you can go to the middle properties. Yeah? And now the Gemara says, because Ksuv is only a fine, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean a fine? What does a fine mean? She only can collect from the junkie property. Now, by the way, if a guy has only one property, there's not a question over here. You go to the property he has. But I'm saying, if a guy has three properties, expensive, middle, and cheap, yeah? So if you damage somebody, you go collect from the best. The loans are from the middle, and the Gemara says, now Ksuv is from the junk.
It must be the Rabbanan.
That's what the Gemara says now. Tana, hoil the knas chachamim hu, because it's only rabbinic, like tigva alim and azibaitis. She can only collect from the junk, the inferior land. Okay? Now, but the Gemara says, if it would be biblical, then it would make sense that you'd pay the best. We're going to see in Taisus soon. So therefore, so my right away interprets as knasa, my knasa. What you know, a fine means you do something wrong and you get fined. What did the woman do wrong by a ksuba? The Gemara calls it a fine. Ela ema, no, what it means is hoyel v'takonis chachamimu, because it's only rabbinic, leitig v'alam and izibesh. You can only get from the inferior lands. The Gemara didn't mean the word knas. The Gemara said because it's rabbinic origin. Not like Tosfos says, right? The Gemara is going with the concept it's rabbinic. Therefore, the woman will only be able to collect from the junk.
So why is Tosfos that?
Reb Shimon Gamliel Amen, Ksubis Ishim Mina Teira. It's biblical. Okay? So in other words, like Tosfos brought down, this is the argument. The Chachamim, the first opinion says, it's only rabbinic.
That's an Afkamina.
Therefore, that's an Afkamina, whether she collects from the junk or not. Right? Reb Shimon Gamliel says Ksuba is min ha-Torah, and therefore what payments do we find in the Torah? Mate of Sadeh, only the best. So she'll collect from the idiots and the best.
If you use it for the lowest and it's not sufficient, then you can go to the next, or whatever is the proceed, and that's it. If you go to the junk and we don't cover,
then you go to the next.
Then you go to the next.
Right. Or if a guy only has best property, then you get the best. You know, whatever. So therefore, the Gemara is saying now that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Ksuba is min ha-Torah. So the Gemara is going to bring a brayse that says just the opposite. That he holds it's rabbinic. The Gemara says, "Ami, I'm a Pshim Gamliel Hachi." The Pshim Gamliel say it's minatayda. But Tanya says in the Brisa, "Kesef Yishkel." Okay, over there the Torah speaks like this: if somebody seduces a girl, so it says he has to pay kamayhar apsulas, like the ksuba of a psula. Yeah, sheizah kamayhar apsulas, that if you seduce a girl, you have to pay her like a ksuba. Yeah, umayhar apsulas kazet, and this is like the mayhar apsulas. Mikan samchu chachamim, from here the chachamim hold. Ksubis isha min ha-teira. Because what does the Torah say? K'mayar ha-psulis. Right? Like the ksuba of a psula. So the Gemara says, you see from here, this opinion says, that ksubis min ha-teira. Comes along Rav Shimon Gamliel, and says, ksubis isha ein alim edivri seifim. Ksubis is only rabbinic. So the Gemara's question is, we just got through saying Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's biblical, and here Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly says it's rabbinic.
What is mohar? Mohar, how do you mean means ketubah?
Look in Chumash.
Mohar means ketubah, Rashi.
Rashi says, mayor means ketubah. Parshas Vayishlach. So the Gemara says, you know what? Eipach, you're right. The Bryce is turned around the other way. That means the Bryce is incorrect. What the Brisa should say is, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's biblical, and the Chachamim holds it's rabbinic. Like we just got through saying.
So we hold by Rabbana?
No, Tosfos says we pass because of Rav Shimon Gamliel.
I thought we're always passing by Rabbana.
No, but it says in the Gemara, when Rav Shimon Gamliel is in the Mishnah, the Aloch is like him. So the Gemara says, So now, like this. One Braisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's rabbinic, right? And the second the first one says it's biblical, and the second one says Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's rabbinic. Right? So the Gemara says, switch the second one. And therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's biblical. So Gemara says, maybe you reverse the second one, the first one, and maybe he holds it's rabbinic. You know, there's a contradiction, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says once it's min haTorah, once it's min Rabbanan. It's a contradiction. So Gemara says, no, it's a mistake. He holds both min haTorah. So Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe he holds both min Rabbanan. How do you know which price is correct? So the Gemara answers, Oshemina Rav Shimon Gamliel Domek Subasisha Deraisa. Because in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah that says Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's biblical. So therefore, we want to make the Mishnah is always right. Where do we see it? Tonight, there's a Mishnah later on. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, okay, what happens if a guy marries a woman in Kapitkaya? It's a city. And he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. Which money do you pay the ksuba from? Kapitkaya or Israel? Okay? So he says, Nathan Lami Mors Kapitkaya. You have to pay the ksuba from Kapitkaya. Why? See, it sounds like this. The coins of Kapitkaya were bigger and heavier than the Israeli coins. So the question is, when you say 200 zuz, do you give 200 big zuz like Kapitkaya or 200 zuz like Israeli, which is smaller? Right? So the Gemara says that if you married her in Kapitkaya and you divorced in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to pay the bigger amount.
Not the bigger amount, the original place.
Yeah, so, because it's bigger.
So if Kapitkaya was smaller, you would pay from Eretz Yisrael? It depends on what is more, depends on where you got married.
The more valuable coins.
Well, it depends if the whole is min haTorah.
Is the middle right or from the best one?
No, because the din is min haTorah. You go by the place where the debt was made.
So we don't go.
If it's rabbinic, then you give it a smaller amount, who cares? Because the debt was. He got married in Kapitkaya. So the ksuba is written in Kapitkaya, so the coins of Kapitkaya are bigger. So therefore, because it's min haTorah, you have to pay like Kapitkaya.
Doesn't say, it's mashmah that you pay according to where originally the kiddushin was.
That's only if it's min haTorah, though. That's what the Gemara says.
Because because it depends on the exchange rate. Sometimes it, you benefit the
right.
Like with exchange, depends.
If it's midoraita, then you pay according to
the place of the debt.
But it's the rabbanon.
Then you pay the smaller amount.
The smaller amount. So Eretz Yisrael, meaning.
Yeah, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you pay a cup of Kaya's money.
Okay.
Because he holds, it's Minatayra.
So Minatayra.
So because the Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Ksub is Minatayra, if there's a choice what to do in the Braisa, we make him also hold that it's Minatayra. What?
It's both ways.
So it's interesting, based on what Tosafos says, like we said before, because we hold the Reb Shimon Gamliel, therefore Naksuba right there at Isa. Because it's biblical.
The Ketubah has any Kedusha in it?
No, it's a financial
matter. Like some people, like Mekubalim, they think there's a problem in the family.
Look no, at do
it.
Me a favor.
No, I mean, is it make sense or it's not true?
I don't know.
No,
when people have problems, the Mekubalim see your Ksuba was no good.
It's not.
So nowadays, somebody, let's say, gets married in the United States, then gets divorced in Eretz Israel, it goes according to money of.
No, 200 Zuz, whatever 200 Zuz is, it's a universal figure.
It's not a universal figure. In the United States, the money is worth more than Eretz Israel.
But we're not writing $200 American.
But they right, converted. They converted.
No, but you keep the Zuz cheshbon. It doesn't matter. Okay, or Iboy Seima. Okay, or the second price is like this. Kula Reb Shimon Gamliel. Sur Mechzer, the second price is missing. He says, Mikan Samchul Chachamim. From here, this is the real text of what the price should say. From here, the Chachamim support to say, Ksubis Isha Minateira. But Ksubis Almana. But the ksuba of a widow is only midivei seferim. Why? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says ksuba salmana ain't a midivei teira, ala midivei seferim. Okay. Now,
if the Gemara says it, why Tosfot has to go through all the way around to come up with the teretz? The Gemara is clear. Why?
10:82. We are 10:82. But here there's an interesting thing that he brings down at the bottom. There's a dispute amongst the Rishonim to whose view we follow in the dispute about the virgin Ksuba. The Peor, Kontra Pshim Gamliel Smina Teira. Kontra Chachamim, Ksuba of a Psula is also Midrabanan. So Taisis Paskind, we just learned the Taisis, that Ksuba of a virgin is Mina Teira. Therefore we write Midraisa. But he brings down, Taisis note, the standard text of Ashkenazic Ksubis, says the Chazal Chidur Aisa. This indicates that Rav Shimon Gamliel's view is accepted as halacha. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said, and we just learned the Taisus. However, Rosh cites the view of Rabbeinu Hananel and all the Ga'inim that rule the Ksub obligation is rabbinic origin. This is the view of most Rishonim, the Rambam, okay, whatever. The language of the Ashkenazic Ksubis can be explained even according to this view, see the Rashba and the Rosh. Okay, so they bring down. Can I have one of those Gemaras, please? So, because the question is, so why do we write the Raisa? According to those Rishonim, thank you. According to those Rishonim, that Ksub is Midrabanan. So why do we write in the Ksub Midraisa? Somebody doesn't have the Rosh in this Gemara.
Very confusing.
It complicates it if you differentiate, because sometimes, you know, it may offend the person if you write Midrabana and you have to ask if they're Betula or not Betula. How does that work?
No.
Yeah, when somebody...
Say, why are you writing Midrabana?
So somebody gets remarried again, the Ketubah is different from the standard Ketubah?
It... What do you mean again?
Somebody remarried. Second married.
Yeah, of course. One second.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't have the rush.
It doesn't make sense. Tomorrow it's... No, because the Rambam holds Shera Ketuba and or not his Midoraita. If he holds it Midoraita,
No.
The Ramban holds only Ona is the writer.
Okay, the Rosh argues on Taisus. Okay, Taisus the Pel Paskind Ksuba of Absulus Minatera. Here the Rosh says, the fact Mashmak Ksuba Drabanim because we Paskin like Rav Nachman. Okay? And then he says, you see clearly it's Midrabanim. So he says, why do we write? Same question as Taisus, why do we write the Rais in the Ksuba? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because we would be Paskin like Rav Shim Gamliel. Okay, then he brought another proof, but then the Rosh says like this. Rabbeinu Chananel's al paskins like Rav Nachman that Ksub is only mit Rabbanon. Even though we always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Ksub is minateiro, he says here not. Okay, and he brings it down. And then the Rosh says like this. Kol ha-ga'enim hiskimu all the ga'enim, say Ksubi Ish Midrabanon, and therefore you do it. Okay, so he says, why do we write the Chozi Lechi Midaraisa? Taisa's question. He says, they still agree, when it says the Araisa, he says, the Chachamim made the money of the Ksuba like the biblical money. Mishkalim Amurim Beteira. Okay? So he says, don't think it's mekomakim the minig is to write chazdachinu medaraisa that she shouldn't only get from any country. You get full fledged money. So in other words, the Rosh is learning like this: ksube is really medrabanan even of a virgin. This how we write medaraisa means we make it the currency should be like the bigger money, kapatkaya or something like that. There should be biblical money, but the actual bond of the ksube is medrabanan. Well, that would also matter. Do you collect from the best property? The Gemara here rules because it's Midrabanan, she only gets from the junky property. She can only collect the money from not the good property, which is smaller and better, but from the
inferior
property.
So what part of Ketuba is Midoraita?
No, according to this Gemara, it's all Midrabanan. Taisus Paskins is Minatayda.
The money part of it, the collection,
yeah.
The currency.
Yeah.
Sephardim
write Midrabanan? I don't know. No, I don't think so. No,
because you said Ashkenazim. You said something that Ashkenazim write Midrabanan.
No.
On the footnote, you wrote something. You said something Ashkenazim.
Yeah, the Ashkenazic service. I don't know what it says in the Sephardic service.
Let me ask you, as far as learning goes, why Tosfot goes all around to say it's Rav Gamliel when the Gemara is clear? Why doesn't Tosfot just bring Rav Gamliel here? That, you know, according to Rav Gamliel, it's the right. Because that
Rav
is the
maskon.
Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the maskon of the Gemara.
Because
Taisus anyway.
Paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel.
So I'm saying, no, as far as the learning goes, why Tosfot has to go proof it, you know, from other places where we already have it here? Why doesn't he just quote the Gemara here? That's the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why he has to...
No, because he quoted in a few Gemaras. What the Gemara says in the Rabbana, that's what it is.
That's
what.
So, Rambam holds is it the right or the Rabbana? According to this, it said the Rambam.
Rambam holds this mid Rabbana.
How is that possible? The Rambam clearly says Kesuta,
Shade and Ksuba.
It's all the right.
Yeah, but not the Ksuba.
But in the Ksuba,
Shade
and Ksuba
Vainasa means food, clothing, and marital relations.
Yes,
it's not the nothing to do with the collecting of the Ksuba.
But in the Ksuba, it says you are obligated to
no,
give the clothing, take care
no,
of it. You just said it. You said the Nusach of the Ketuba.
No. I said those are the obligations of the Ksuba. They're not even written in there.
Oh. even though it's the right.
This that we're talking about, financial obligation of the ksuba, is according to most of the Shainim and the Ga'inim, not like Taisis, that's in the Rabban.
Oh, we are only.
Why do we write Midaraisa? We don't mean Midaraisa that the Ksuba is Minatera, we write Midaraisa that the currency is the, like, the biblical currency.
The current case of the Pula.
Yeah, yeah. No, Almana and Grusha, everybody says, is rabbinic. Even if a guy divorces his own wife and remarries her, she's still a divorcee.
In those cases, it always says in the text of the ketubah.
And it's only we are talking about the money. We are not talking about shera kesuta anunata.
Right. The only question is, and this is very common today, if a girl gets married today, and she's not a psula, but she was never married, what do you give her?
Right, that's my question.
She's not
a
psula.
Huh?
She's not.
But she's not a grusha almana.
So what do you write?
So, she's not besula, so it's according.
Can you write midrabanan? You write midaraisa.
Midrabanan.
You don't differentiate.
Write
midaraisa for everybody, no?
Well, it depends.
No, you just said the second marriage. The second marriage. You said we don't write it or write it. Do we?
It's not a second marriage.
No, in the gerusha, in the case.
I'm asking you a question. Today, a girl is not a virgin when she gets married.
She's not besula, so it's
not. Is it you write midraisa, midrabana?
Midrabana.
And how much do you give her?
Well, whatever the gerusha gets.
Why? Why? She was never a divorcee. And what happens if she's not a psula from him?
What?
What
do you
mean? Besula from the sport, like exercise, like something happens.
No, I'm saying, what happens if this boy lives with a girl? And he was the first one to live with her. Yeah? Uh-huh. And then 2 years later, they get married. So there are things, Allah, you can even write psul to them. Because when he lived with her the first time, she was most people don't, but they'll give her the full amount. Because he was the one that lived with her the first time. Right? Or the question today, do you have to ask? It's another question. Today, a girl gets married. Do you have to ask, excuse me, are you a virgin?
So when you write the ketubah, what do you do? What do you have?
You flip a coin. What you're in. No, the question is, if you know they're living together, if you know that she's living with somebody, then you can't write psula, obviously. How can you write psula if she's not?
So what?
But if you don't know, a boy and girl come, you know, the Jew, do you have to ask them, excuse me, are you a virgin?
So how much is it? How much did
they usually write the smaller amounts.
Then... smaller than 200?
Yeah, the right mana, 100, no.
The concept of ketubah is for get, or is for the, like, marriage document?
It's that the husband shouldn't dump the wife.
It's for later on?
Yep.
It's not like marriage document?
No. There, that, the ksuba paper, is that he, but there are biblical obligations, like we said, marital relations, healing her, feeding her, dressing her, that's biblical obligations.
It's not written in the document.
Right, but that automatically is in the...
part of the...
Right.
I tell you, it is written. Refuah is written, no?
No, it's not. It's the Neichel, it's the Kubayich, Meil of Asichi, Kayor Kolara.
To redeem her, too?
Yeah, to redeem if she's captive. Okay, look in the tesis, the third tesis over here. The Gemara said that because Ksuv is Midrabanan, she doesn't collect from the best, she only collects from the junk property. Tema, tesis is a question. Meir is the common parakaf OP, and the fifth parakaf Ksuv is the Meir clearly says, Ksuv de Raisa. That Ksub is biblical, and in Azok and in Gittin, Rameh says clearly, Ksub is Isha Bebeninus. That she doesn't get the best property. What did the Gemara say here? If Ksuba would be Minateira, she gets the best property. Because Rabbinic, she gets the junky property. Rameh holds Ksub is Minateira, yet Rameh says she only gets Beninus. V'kivin Davidir Aisa, Dina Be'idyas. But if it's Minateira, she should be getting Idyas. Like the Gemara says in the beginning above a comma, the kula and ka'avis, anything biblical, is like the avis that Yishalim and Meitav. because you Vamayiv Kiudino. So Taisa says, why according to Rameir, if Rameir holds Ksub is min Hatayra, so why does Rameir hold you only have to pay your middle, not the best?
Doesn't say Ziborit, no?
Huh?
Doesn't say divorce, yeah? It says Bain on it, yeah?
Yeah. V'ei, doli yishtam etana b'shum mokim, di isik suba ishim metaltalim, el Rab Meir. Okay? In other words, like this, according, no opinion of Shas, except that Meir holds, that tangible items are bound for the ksuba. Only land. Rab Meir is the only one that says, even tangible items. Ulmando dome deraisa, but if you hold ksuba is deraisa, hamayloi government metaltal kwein azikin, then everybody should be able to get the money too. Whatever, if it's biblical, you get the best property. Plus, you can get any property the guy owns, metaltal and tangible, not land, doesn't matter. So Taisus says, why in the world, if you hold that a mayor holds ksubas minatera, why does a mayor hold that she only collects bain in this? So he said, Yeshleimar, the time of shal yifish membrei adam yitzir chalim kur edis, or metaltalin, okay, it's like this. When a person's desperate to sell, your value goes down. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're desperate, everybody, right, Jesse? When you're desperate to sell, then the price automatically is down because people know you're desperate. So he says, the Chachamim didn't want, because if the guy's going to sell idyas to pay the ksuba, you know what's going
to
happen? He's going
to
knock down the price of it. So Chacham said, you know what, let it collect from Baininess. So people won't see they're desperate, so he'll get the full value of the land that he's selling. Nobody sells Idis if they don't have to. Nobody sells prime property if you don't have to. First you sell off the junk. Now, Rameir holds like this, Taisa says, if the woman's going to collect the silver from the best, right, and the guy has best, middle, and worst, so they're going to force him to sell the best for her to get the money. When people see the guy is forced to sell the best, people not, they're going to come down the price. So there, the Chacham had pity on the husband. He said, let her collect from the bain in this. And at least the husband won't lose money.
The same question on Nezikin. If it has to commit, if Sadol...
No, there's a difference.
Price will go down too.
Nezikin,
no?
You deserve it because you damaged the guy.
Price goes down too?
Yeah, but it's your fault. You damaged the guy. What did the woman do?
What did the guy do?
He's divorcing him.
I understand, but it's not his, you know, it's not his fault. By Nezikin, the guy did something wrong.
Yeah,
so Chacham said, you know what, you did something wrong, pay for it. He's not doing anything wrong. He's divorcing his wife. He's not, you know, why should he...
He just burned the food.
That's nice, beautiful, isn't it?
Okay, I don't want to learn the next Taisus insight, but Taisus has another question. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, if you married her in Kapat Kaya, right, and you divorced her in Eretz Yisrael, you have to pay Kapat Kaya money. Right? Mm-hmm. So Taisus says, understand, you're giving her X amount of money anyway. What's the difference what money it is?
I said that.
Right. Okay, well, Taisus statement. Taisus says, what's the difference what money you get? You're still getting the same $1,000.
Okay.
What's the difference in the Kapitkaya money? They says Yushalmi, it's a little bit different, whatever.
Yushalmi, what?
No, whatever. It could be a little bit different than the payments.
No, the other Sivara then holds. If
she exchanges it in the other country...
No, Taisus explains this question... If you say you have to give $50, okay, I'll give you an example. You have dollars, you have different currencies of dollars, yeah? Let's say you have American dollar and Australian dollar. Okay, that's, I think, more distant than Canadian with it. Okay, so let's say the American dollar is more valuable than the Australian dollar. Let's say, yeah? Mm-hmm. So now, the ksuba, you have to give it $200, let's say. So over there is going to be a difference if it's 200 American or 200 Australian.
Yeah.
If you're giving it 200 American, then you're paying it more than if you're giving it 200 Australian. So they said, but it's in the Gemara, it's not mashma like that. See, if you're telling me you have to give her 50 kapatkaya or 50 Israel, and kapatkaya is bigger 50s than Israel, then the question, then it makes sense. But they said it's not mashma like that in the Gemara.
It's the value of it.
Right.
Now, otherwise, today, then one is 200 zoos, it's about $50,000.
It's interesting. They wrote up in contemporary guys, they write how much is the value of ksuba today. The opinions range from a lot of money to not that much money.
Wasn't zoos like a certain metal, like silver or something?
Zoos is the name of a coin.
But it was made of silver. If you take the weight of that, I know now what the value is.
Yeah. But there are different opinions. What it is, how you count it.
It's 50,000 until it comes
like
out.
For instance, pinyon aben, yeah? You have to give 5
silver coins.
It's not really 5 silver coins. It has to weigh, it's like 103 grams of silver. So let's say you can have a half a dollar silver, right? Or a dollar silver. Correct? If you want to give silver half a dollar, then you have to make sure it's going to come out to whatever 103 grams of silver is. Mm-hmm. So you might have to give 10 versus 5 or 6. You know what I mean? It's different.
So if it's not exact, then it's not. What if they make the wrong calculation?
Then it might not be redeemed.
Same with the ketuba? It may not be.
Well, ksuba is not, it's not whether the kid was redeemed or not.
It has to be 100
grams
of silver.
Yeah.
Can we say also this is for her protection? If she gets from the best field, she feels better. It's easy to access. The whole
no, the question is, this is for the husband, not to dump her.
But she wants to get something back.
No, it's... The Chachamim did it to protect the woman, but that the husband shouldn't want to divorce her. But we're not interested only in the woman's benefit. We're interested in the man's benefit too.
How is his benefit?
They shouldn't have to give away his best properties.
I don't get it. Why would they have to divorce her those days? They could have multiple wives. It's cheaper to keep her that way.
No, sometimes she was more expensive to keep.
Eat a lot.
Ate a lot. Spent a lot.
Troublemakers. I'm one of the troublemakers.
The guy didn't like her. Whatever, I don't know.
Burned the food.
What do you think? Every guy had 30 wives. I mean, it didn't work like that.
Could be instigated.
Okay, let's just start the next story. Okay? This guy came before Rav Nachman, a groom. He said, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. There was an open door, in other words, she's not a virgin. Rav Nachman said to the Beis Din, Azbu Kofi, give him lashes with palm branches. Because the prostitutes of Mevarachta must be lying before him. In other words, like this.
Is it a prostitute he got married?
No. The Rashi explains like this. How does he know? How does he know what a virgin's supposed to be or not? So obviously he was fooling around with other Zionists. So he says, give him...
lashes.
That's what Taisus learns.
How can the husband come with this kind of beta for Tuvah Masadi?
Well, that Agamar said that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Agamar said it's okay. Well,
but the Gemara is going to discuss why. I mean, right, Rav Nachman did. So the Gemara asked 1 minute. But Rav Nachman, who domer mehemen? Rav Nachman just in Agamar said that the guys believed. Right at the top of the page. Rav Nachman Mishmul said the Chacham instituted, therefore he's believed. So now the guy came and Rav Nachman didn't believe him. So the Gemara says, no, mehemen who has been like Kufra. Rav Nachman holds you believe him. He whipped him anyway. Why? For what he did before.
What did he do?
In other words, the guy is believed about the ksuba. But because the fact that he knows too much shows that he had promiscuous behavior beforehand, so Rav Nachman said, it's not a contradiction. Rav Nachman said, we believe him. She doesn't get a ksuba. But we're going to beat him up for what he did. Or, Rav Achim is shy, Rav Achim answered a different answer. Kamba boche, kamba noshi. He says like this. When did Rav Nachman whip him? When the guy was unmarried. Before.
Not
he was never married before.
Yeah, then he had...
Then he gave him lashes because he didn't believe him. How does he know? This over here is... then you don't get lashes. In other words, Rav Nachman... Yeah, rabbinic, they used to do it a lot in those days. Rav Nachman is very tough, Bechal. Rav Nachman used to beat up people. The Gemara says a lot of places. Rav Nachman was sharp. The Kabbalah says he was gvur, I mean, whatever. There's a lot in Kabbalah about it. Rav Nachman was a very great man. But the Gemara says like this. Why did Rav Nachman give the beat him up? First, the Gemara answers two things. The Gemara answers two answers. First answer the Gemara is, yeah, we believe him, but we whip him anyway. And second answer is, no. If the guy was previously married, we believe him and we don't whip him. Because obviously he had experience, he knows what it is. But this, that he whipped him because the guy was never married before. If he's never married before, he deserves it. And by the way, when he says Mebarchata Chavitale, Rashi says the name of the city Zaina, the city prostitute, was her name was Mebarchata.
The meaning?
Everybody knew her.
Huh?
Has the meaning Mebarchata?
No, that was her name.
Oh, that's the name of the Zaina?
Yeah.
Or the place? Or
the no, no. Zaina Soir Azeis Sheshma Mebarchata. No, I'm sorry. The name of his city. I'm sorry, not the name of the name of his city, Rashi says.
Where there was a lot of prostitutes.
Yeah.
That was a Jewish town. The prostitutes were not going, obviously, right?
But Rashi says an interesting thing. According to what Rashi learns over here, what the Gemara is answering is, if a bacher comes and says, Pesach, Pesach, Matzasi, you don't believe him. Only if a married guy says it. Rashi, bacher loy mehemin. He's not believing and you whip him.
So nowadays it doesn't apply.
What?
I mean, the guy cannot...
Yeah, according to this opinion in the Gemara.
That's a halacha, right, by the way?
Like,
you don't believe him.
Lavdavka.
Yeah, how could they have prostitute cities in the Jewish town? I mean, Shimshon said that they were going.
Could be goyim, Jews, who cares?
Not everybody was religious back then, remember?
Israel had other provinces, like this other province where they get this higher money, it's in Turkey, it says. Part of Turkey was a province of Israel at those days. So all the cities weren't part of Israel itself.
Oh.
They are provinces.
Oh, this is in Babel anyway.
It's in Babel.
This is in Babel.
I just kind of got it mixed up. It's the woman that's not believed, right? If the woman comes and says to incriminate herself, it's not believed.
Right. Exactly. But here the guy says she's not a psula.
Right.
So, question: do you believe him or not?
And so, what's the halacha today?
See, Taisus learns. See, some of us, why do you whip the guy? Because he was fooling around with Zainus. Taisus says you beat him up because he's lying about a Jewish girl. If the guy was never married, so he doesn't know what it's all about. How could he say a girl's not a psul if he doesn't know what that means? If he's innocent, so you whip him for being mitzi shemra and Jewish girls. Other mefashim learn you beat him up because he was fooling around with the prostitutes.
Why only beating him up? This is the right, or you're not supposed to fool around?